Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you. Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away. We're not in
Thank you for joining us on this podcast. Today's devotional is on the topic, Who do you say I am? This question, posed by Jesus to his disciples, is one of the most important questions that we can ask ourselves as believers. Our answer to this question determines our relationship with God and our eternal destiny. In this devotional, we will explore who Jesus is and what he means to us. Through reflection and study of the Bible, we will seek to deepen our understanding of who Jesus is and how we can live our lives in light of this truth. So let's begin by asking ourselves the question that Jesus asked his disciples. Who do you say I am? Our Bible text today is from Matthew chapter 16 verse 13 to 17.
Matthew chapter 16 verse 13 to 17. When Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I the Son of Man am? And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some, Elias, and others, Jeremiah's, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Verse 17, And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona. For flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven.
Today's devotional is based on a question that Jesus Christ asked his disciples in Matthew chapter 16 verse 15. Who do you say I am? This question is one of the most important questions that you will ever be asked in your life, and your answer to this question is very significant. The context of this question is important, as it helps us to understand the significance of it. At the time Jesus asked this question, he had been ministering for some time, performing miracles, healing the sick, and preaching the good news of the kingdom of God. His disciples had been with him for some time and had witnessed firsthand the amazing things that he was doing. So when Jesus asked them who they thought he was, it was a moment of truth. You have been a believer for many years, but do you still struggle to recognize who Jesus is? Just like Jesus' disciples, some of us have not come to the knowledge of the true identity of Christ in our lives. We go to church but we are still ignorant of him. The response of the disciples varied. Some said that he was John the Baptist, others said Elijah, and still, others said Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But in Matthew chapter 16 verse 15 to 16, Jesus asked Peter, But what about you? Who do you say I am? And Peter replied, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. This was a profound confession of faith by Peter, and in verse 17, Jesus commended Peter saying, Blessed are you, Simon son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. Today as a believer, who do you say Jesus is? Is he just a historical figure, a great teacher, or a prophet, or is he something more to you? The Bible makes it clear that Jesus is much more than just a human being. He is the Son of God, the Messiah, and the Savior of the world. The significance of the question Jesus asked his disciples lies in the fact that it required them to make a personal declaration of faith in Jesus. It was not enough to know what other people thought of him, they had to know who he was to them. Similarly, we are also required to make a personal declaration of faith in Jesus Christ. We cannot rely on what other people think of him, we have to know who he is to us. And knowing who he is essential for our salvation. In John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This verse emphasizes the exclusivity of Jesus Christ as the only way to salvation. We cannot attain salvation through any other means except through faith in Jesus Christ. How can you follow a way you do not know? In essence, we must know him as the way in order to follow the way to the Father. In Matthew chapter 10 verses 32 to 33, Jesus said, "Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven." Let us acknowledge Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and live our lives in a way that honors and glorifies him. As we go today, let's take the time to reflect on who Jesus is, and what he means to us, and may we live our lives in light of this truth. Ask yourself these questions. Who is Jesus Christ to me? How has my faith in Jesus Christ impacted my life? And how can I better reflect Christ's love in my daily life? In answering these questions, you can gain a deeper understanding of your faith in Jesus Christ and how it shapes your life. Your answers may differ depending on your experience and personal journey of faith. However, what remains constant is that your faith in Jesus Christ should be the foundation of your life. If you have not given your life to Christ, I will personally invite you today to come to him and find true life and salvation. Say these words with me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I acknowledge that I have missed the way and don't know you. I come to you today for mercy. Please forgive me of my sins, wash me by your blood, and give me life. Today, I declare you are the Lord, and I have decided to follow you. Grant me the grace to follow you and live for your glory. Thank you, Father, for saving me in Jesus' precious name. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today to thank you for the opportunity to reflect on the message of, Who do you say I am? We acknowledge that Jesus Christ is our Savior and Lord, and we declare our faith in him with conviction and gratitude. We ask that you help us to deepen our relationship with him and ensure that he remains the foundation of our lives. We pray that you give us the courage and strength to love others as Christ loves us, selflessly and unconditionally. Help us to be reflections of Christ's love in our daily lives and to be a testimony to those around us. We ask that you guide us on this journey of faith, and help us to bear fruit, and enable us to do your will. We pray for those who may be struggling with their faith or who have not yet come to know Jesus Christ. We ask that you reveal yourself to them and help them to see the truth of your love and salvation through Jesus Christ. We thank you for your constant presence in our lives, for your grace, and for your mercy. We ask that you continue to guide us and strengthen us as we go through our daily lives. Thank you, Jesus, for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Numbers chapter 5 and chapter 6. And for the evening, Mark chapter 4 verse 1 to 20. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.